USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Searchers are continuing to work to find survivors in the rubble of a 12-story condo high-rise that collapsed 3 days ago near Miami Beach. Over 156 people remain unaccounted for, and at least five people have died in the collapse. According to AAA, close to 48 million Americans will be taking a trip over the 4th of July holiday. That is a 40% increase from last year. This comes as airlines, including Southwest and American, are scrambling to keep up with the high demand, both airlines having to cancel flights due to lack of planes. Henry Hartevelt is an airline analyst. He tells CBS News,
"The airlines were caught with their pants down. They scheduled too many flights, and they didn't have enough people ready to operate the flights, operate the airports, and the companies that they work with were short, too."
USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
President Biden walked back comments tying the fate of a roughly $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure agreement to a separate Democratic effort to pass a broad anti-poverty plan, recommitting to the bipartisan deal after Republicans threatened to withdraw their support. House Minority Leader from California, one of those, he reacts to that bipartisan infrastructure package and how everyday Americans will see the effects of President Biden's budget proposal on their wallets.
Any economist will tell you adding $5 trillion into this economy not only will break it, it'll cause greater inflation that causes the greatest tax increase on really those that are least deserving. Those that have the least amount of money will be charged the most.
Five people are dead after a hot air balloon crash in New Mexico. The balloon crashed into a power line in Albuquerque, causing it to catch fire before the basket plunged to the ground. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Georgia's top cop is reacting to a lawsuit filed against his state.
The Department of Justice has announced a lawsuit against the state of Georgia over its recently passed election reform law. The department alleges the measure unfairly restricts black Georgians' right to vote. But Georgia's attorney general says the suit is a campaign flyer instead of an action to uphold federal law. Chris Carr tells Fox News that the state's law actually expands voter access.
The United States Department of Justice is playing politics. They're not trying to uphold the law. And this action that they filed, this blatantly political action that they filed, is factually, legally, and constitutionally wrong. Anybody who actually takes the time to read the Georgia law sees that it strengthens security, it expands access, and it improves transparency in Georgia's elections.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Pacific Northwest is sweltering in record-setting heat. Portland, Oregon, setting an all-time record high of 108 degrees on Saturday, shattering the previous record of 102 for that day. History also being made in Seattle, where the airport temperature hit 102 degrees, smashing the previous June record of 96. Forecasters warn Seattle could hit 106 on Monday. Washington, Oregon, and parts of Idaho and California are under excessive heat warnings through the weekend and into early next week. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.